Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The national unemployment rate has fallen below 4% to 3.9% for the month of April. WA has the lowest rate of all the states and territories. We're sitting at 2.9%. The Labor leader has rejected suggestions he's trying to distance himself from his party's election policy costings, which are set to be released later today. Anthony Albanese will visit 20 marginal seats across five states today and tomorrow, and is talking up the transparency of his campaign.
I'll put what I've done in accountability up against this Prime Minister every single day of what I've done during this campaign. I have been completely accountable.
Scott Morrison has started his day in Tasmania. It's understood he'll head to Perth tonight. Police want to speak to anyone who saw a pedestrian attacked in Rockingham last Wednesday night. The 50-year-old man was set upon by two people in an underpass near Council Avenue, suffering facial injuries, including a fractured nose. The pair stole cash and cigarettes before fleeing. And St John's will receive some extra assistance from today, with senior health department officials and police to be based at its headquarters. The state government is stepping in following the death of an 80-year-old woman as she waited for an ambulance at the weekend, and COVID-related staff shortages. While a parliamentary inquiry into the ambulance service will be handed down today. In sport, Nat Fyfe is a step closer to returning for the Dockers, with coach Justin Longmuir revealing he could join today's main training session.
We're on track. Yeah, he's got a lot of boxes to tick still. And he probably hasn't joined in main training to the full extent yet, and that'll happen probably today and then build up over the next couple of weeks.
The Dockers take on Collingwood on Sunday. The Eagles will also play on Sunday. They'll face the Giants in Sydney. And Frankfurt are the Europa League champions after beating the Rangers 5-4 in a penalty shootout. Listener.